We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, the evening is over. We hope you all enjoyed yourselves, and we'll see you all again in 1974. Good evening!
Welcome back. Tiny Dancer, Elton John, from the movie Almost Famous, released in the year of our Lord 2000. So we've had Fleetwood Mac, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, James Brown and Elton John today. Pretty good lineup today. Better lineup than yesterday?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No. I really don't.
You're just not a music guy.
Sad. No, I have no idea. Who was playing yesterday?
Max, why don't you throw on Pure Country from the Pure Country soundtrack tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
just for Duda, because that's one song that'll perk him up. He'll immediately know what's going on there. We have had some interesting conversations with our listeners today about liked and disliked athletes, and you made me go back to the well here on a couple of my loves and hates. And the only sport I didn't get to was hockey. And I'm going to say my favorite player there is Mark Messier, because when I was growing up as a Yankee fan, I just latched onto the Rangers just because they were a New York team. And I thought, well, if I got to like somebody, I'll like the Rangers. So I gravitated to Brian Leetch and Mark Messier because they were the stars of that team at the time.
Mark Messier came from Edmonton.
And, right, sure. And so that 1994 Rangers team, you know, I latched onto them. And then... also, the baseball strike happened that year, so I needed something to go on.
Yeah.
Because
the Expos would have won it all.
Right. Over the Yankees in the World Series.
Absolutely.
Those were the two best teams, which would have been a fantastic World Series. Canada versus New York.
Yep.
Least favorite, Lindros is there. I probably would say Patrick Waugh, not an Avalanche guy.
Yeah.
So I would say that
was never a big fan of him. He was unbelievable, but yeah, I agree.
I was not a Colorado fan at all growing up.
Well, he was in Montreal. I despised him when he was in Montreal.
Sure. A lot of my hockey playing, or a lot of my hockey knowledge, or at least my knowledge of players, or at least of the star players, comes from, honestly, from playing hockey video games as a kid. So, like, I'm more familiar with the 90s NHL, the mid-90s NHL, than I am the modern NHL.
Right.
You come up with, I know all the guys from Pittsburgh back in the day, Lemieux and Yager and that great line. And then Detroit
Scotty
had...
Francis.
Yeah, and Detroit had Yzerman and just that whole Red Wings team that was just amazing.
Well, yeah, and then they had all the Russians there too, Fedorov, Fetisov.
Yeah.
And they brought all those guys in.
Yeah. So with Scotty Bowman and just that whole thing. So, I don't know that I have a least favorite hockey player, because I don't really know that there was a bunch of rivalry going. The Rangers didn't really,
not
a bunch of big rivalry. I'm not a Devils guy, so that just kind of, there's not anybody though that stands out. And Lindros stands out just because I was not a big Philadelphia fan either. And there's not really anybody from Boston. You'd think there'd be a New York-Boston thing going on.
Yeah.
But not really. So I don't really have anybody that I can come up with. By the way, you mentioned A-Rod. Did you see the story today?
No.
Okay, well, the group that he is a part of, they are going to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves. That has been confirmed. $1.5 billion to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves. Very random pairing of A-Rod and the T-Wolves.
Yeah, I don't see it really.
Yeah, we missed out on the Mets.
Right.
Missed out on the Mets deal, and so now this is the next team that's come up for sale, I guess, in a major sport.
So just going to buy them.
So weird. Doesn't make sense.
No, and I don't know who else is backing them and all that. Who's the big money guy in that?
Well, that's a good point. And we're talking about
A-Rod as not the big money guy in this.
Yeah,
by the way,
right? Well, that's because that's what you know. Here we go. E-commerce mogul Mark Lohr, L-O-R-E. Mark Lohr is an e-commerce mogul, and he is the other top name in this thing. Alex Rodriguez. And did you see the best part was when they asked Anthony Edwards, the star rookie, top draft pick of the T-Wolves. They asked him several weeks ago about this potential deal, and he said, and they said, what do you think about A-Rod buying the team? And his response was, who's that? You know, he's a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid, you know, grew up not watching baseball probably, and just was like, I don't know who that is.
Well, A-Rod hasn't played for a while either.
Yeah, so. A-Rod's been retired for almost a decade. So it just does, it just, I thought that was kind of, well, that's got to be a little bit of a shot to your ego there, Alex. Your star rookie doesn't know who you are.
Well, him going into basketball, too, this doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, Lohr and Rodriguez are 50-50 partners.
Really?
So A-Rod's half owner.
So he's in for 800 schmil.
He's in for 800 schmil, correct. They tried to buy the Mets, but were beaten out by hedge fund manager Steve Cohen, obviously. It's the owner of the T-Wolves is 80 years old, and he bought the T-Wolves. I want you to take a guess. He bought the buying a team, by the way, this is why they do it, because it's a great long-term investment.
Yeah.
Buying the T-Wolves in 1994. So he bought them
25 years ago.
27 years ago. 27. For how much money?
Oh, back then, I'll say $500 million. Probably not even close.
No, way less.
125.
Less.
What?
Less. Remember, this is pre-Kevin Garnett.
That's right.
This is like they had only been a team for 5 years. They were brought in 1989. So 5 years after they're brought in, they're terrible. They haven't drafted Garnett yet. $88 million. $88 million sold them for $1.5 billion.
1.58.
Yes. 1.5.
Yeah. You left off the 0.8, and that's what he paid for the team.
Right.
And
right,
left
exactly.
That off.
So, because a billion is, you know, 1,000 millions, he's selling the team for $1,580 million, and he bought him $80 million. That's so insanely crazy to me that it's just no wonder. I mean, Jerry Jones, for instance, you know, think about the guys who have owned teams for 30 years.
Yeah.
Think about the investment return that, you know, the Cowboys are going to give Jerry Jones. It's the same kind of situation. It blows your mind. So there's a reason why A-Rod and this guy are buying the T-Wolves. Because eventually, 20 years from now, he can sell it for twice at least.
If Minnesota's still around.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny because the guy that bought them initially, his last name is Taylor. I'm looking for his first name, Glenn Taylor. He bought them to keep them from moving to New Orleans. So 5 years after they were going to move, and he said, I'll buy you and keep you here because I'm from Minnesota and I want a team here.
Right.
Apparently, he's going to run the team for two more seasons, and then they're going to hand it over in 2023. So he'll be 82 years old when he I'd like to be his kids and grandkids, though. Granddad bought the team for $88 million, and you know, as long as we're in good graces.
As long as he likes you. If he doesn't like you, that's going to be painful when that day comes.
Yeah, Mark Lohr, by the way, he became Walmart's e-commerce chief in 2016 when the retail giant bought his startup in an attempt to boost their online business. So he operated Jet.com, and Walmart bought that to integrate that into their online, and that's where he got all his money. So when you buy your groceries online at Walmart, it's this guy's system that they're implementing. And that's why he's got 800 schmil to put up for that reason. So there you go. We're in the wrong business, my friend.
You think?
We are in the wrong stinking business.
Oh, man.
If I could go back 20 years and, I'd buy Google stock for one. But two, I'd start me some kind of startup company that would get bought out by
something. Because they were getting bought up just... The big companies were just buying them, just in case.
Yeah, in case because they want to be the first one in, you know. And it's funny because it's totally off the board from sports, but Blockbuster had a chance to buy Netflix like 15 years ago. for like 20 million and passed. And now look what happened to those two companies.
Blockbuster's
so,
done.
We're in the wrong business. That's all I got to say about that. So we're going to take a break. We're going to take our final break. Come back. We'll shut this thing down on a Thursday edition. This is Jamin Anderson. That's Jason Duda on The Drive on KFH.